أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Safedir Selman the street in the rose. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. لا لا لا. Inshallah, after the remaining dua, the lessons of tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf will take place. Brothers request to participate. Inshallah, wa khair dua ki baad dars Quran hoga, sath shirkat hoga, inshallah, faida hoga. Allahu Akbar. As-salamu alaykum, 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 صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رحمتك يا رحمة الله. إن شاء الله short lesson of tafsir will take place. Please to participate. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله continuing from the discussion in the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the example of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. The Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has met, as last week we discussed, he's met Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. This person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, O Musa, there is a person who is more knowledgeable than you. Don't think that ilm and the knowledge that you understand is only limited to you. There are so many branches of ilm. Ilm ki kitni shaakhein hain jo Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne tumhari nazar se chupa kar rakha hai. There are so many branches of ilm. Ilm is not only baz ulum, some knowledge is such that a person can gain with their five senses. Aag, fire. How do we know it's hot? By touching it. Yeah? By touching it, by utilizing it. There is some knowledge that a person can gain with their five senses, with their eyes, with their ears, with their nose by smelling it, with their tongue by tasting it. Yeah? How do I know something is sour? How do I know something is sweet? Something is bitter? By tasting it. So there is knowledge that you can gain with your five senses, hawasul khamsa. There is knowledge that you can gain with your aqal. Aqal. That my, you know, hands will tell me fire is hot. Fire is hot. Now aqal will tell me, if fire is hot, that means I can use fire for something else. I can use it to warm myself. I can use it to cook food. I can use it to, you know, burn something, light something. You know, I can use it to see, light a torch. So some knowledge is gained through five senses, some knowledge is gained through aqal, but there is a certain type of knowledge which can only be gained from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This knowledge normally is called wahi, revelation. Wahi. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْحَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never says a word from himself. Everything that he says is wahi that comes down to him. Not a single letter, not a single word. That's why when the Sahaba, when Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu would write down the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'd write down everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Hu, ha, chu, cha, everything he'd write down. Some Sahaba said, you know, you need to be careful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being. Human beings sometimes we're angry, sometimes we're emotional, sometimes we're happy. Sometimes we say certain alfaz, certain words which shouldn't be written down. You know, you just ignore them. Write down jo kaam ki baatein hoti hai. Write down things which are beneficial. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I never say anything from my own desires. Everything I say, every single love's word that comes out of my mouth is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So write everything down. In every single thing there is some benefit to be taken. So there's certain ilm which comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, the ilm that he had was directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it was a different branch of ilm to what Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had. Musa alayhi salam did not have access to this ilm. Doesn't mean that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was limited. Allama Shabbir Ahmad Uthmani rahmatullahi alayhi writes, quoting from Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Dehlavi rahimahullah, that the knowledge that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had was knowledge that a person could follow to make themselves a better person. But the knowledge that Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam had, no one would be able to follow that. This is not something that would make you a better person. This is something to do with taqwiniyat, the nizam, the system of the world. Until today, the ilm exists. Some pious people, some non-Muslims have certain ilm of taqwiniyat, but some pious people Allah Ta'ala give them. This is why the ulama, they talk about it. Dr. Tanveer Ahmed Khan, sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, was a recent scholar from Pakistan. He's written a whole kitab called At-Takween wa Tashri'. Such an amazing kitab. He talks about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a nizam, a hidden system of awliya-i kiram, of saints of Allah Ta'ala who are hidden from us. And they have takweeni jobs. Some awliya have tashri'i jobs. Tashri'i jobs mean their job is to guide people, help people, tell them masla masail, to teach them Quran, tell them where they're going wrong. And takweeni jobs is jobs that are sometimes, like Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam will do, something which we will not be able to understand. Go to this town and do this job. Go to this city, do this job. Go there and help this person. Sometimes it's to do with weather. Sometimes it's to do with, you know, rain and winds and things like this that is ajeeb. But you have the takweeni. And sometimes you have certain, he mentions in there, some ajeeb stories. I don't want to go into too much because this will go over our head. Because this is ilm that Allah has kept concealed. Mentions about Shah Abdul Aziz al-Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi in his zamana, in his time. So he mentions that every region, every area has a certain waliullah whose job it is to make sure that area is, you know, everything is going smoothly. And this is not talking about him, it's talking about the nizam, the system, everything. The nizam has to be, intact. There's a wali of Allah. So someone said to Shah Abdul Aziz al-Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi alayhi, you know, in Delhi, Delhi is the capital of India, who is the takweeni person responsible? Who is the buzurg takweeni person who is responsible for this? So Shah Abdul Aziz have said to him, go to so and so, you know, market, and you're going to find the person who's selling bananas, selling fruit. He sat there, he's a very simple person, he's the person who's responsible for this nizam. Very ordinary person, no big buzurg, no big sheikh, no big imam, nothing. But Allah Ta'ala has kept this ilm hidden with him in his sina, in his heart. It's like the famous story where someone came to one saint of Allah and he said, I want to learn something from you. He said, what do you want to learn from me? He said, I want to learn Ismul A'zam from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatest name. Either du'ya bihi ajab, that if you make dua with this name of Allah, Allah will answer any of your du'as. It's like in the story of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. When Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam in Surah An-Naml, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted the arsh of Bilqis. So he said, who can bring this arsh from me? The one of the jinn, qala ifritun min al-jinn ana atika bihi qabla an yaquma min maqamik. One of the jinn, ifrit, big jinn, powerful jinn. He said, oh Sulaiman, I can bring alayhi salam, I can bring you the throne, the arsh of Bilqis before you stand up very quickly. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. Then a person who had علم of the kitab, many mufassirun say he knew the ism al-azam, this buzur, this saint of Allah, Atif bin Barkhuya. He said, O Sulaiman alayhi salam, before you even blink your eyes, I can bring you this arsh of Bilqis. I will take the name of Allah, the ism al-azam, automatically will happen. So some Buzurgan al-Din have the ilm of the Ism al-Azam. This is the ilm itself. What is the Ism al-Azam? So someone came to this wali of Allah and he said, I want to learn the Ism al-Azam from you. He said, oh, he started smiling. He said, you think the Ism al-Azam is a very simple thing? He said, I want you to do something. I've got a test for you. He said, what's the test? He said, go to the gates of the city. In those days, the city would have gates, you know, outside, like and you'd have the door of the gate, you'd have guards there, and they would let people into the city. So go to the gates of the city, sit there all day and tell me what you see at night time. So he went there, he's watching different people coming through, farmers coming through, businessmen coming through, different people going into the city. And so he sees all of this, he comes back at night time and he mentions to the sheikh, the pious saint, that I saw all these people going. He said, did you see the old man? He said, which old man? He said, did you see the old man who was carrying some fruit, some vegetables, and he was going into the city? He said, yes, yes, yes. And he said, what happened? He said, the guards pushed him. They pushed him to the floor and they did a lot of zulm on him. All of his fruits, his vegetables fell down. He had to pick everything back up. He went to the gate again. They pushed him again on the floor. And he picked everything back up a few times. And they humiliated him. And then he went in. He said, do you know, it was that old man who taught me the Ism al-Azam. He said, it was that old man who taught me the Ismul Azam. Matlab, Ismul Azam is not something that is very light. I use Ismul Azam and I can make anything happen. Look how much zulm he is taking from the gods. Look, he's selling vegetables in the market. If he wanted to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ismul Azam, everybody, everything would be sorted. But he's not going to use it. So he said, this is where you understand that this is no mamuli cheese. You can't just take something like this. Certain ilm Allah ta'ala puts and Allah ta'ala hides. Shah Abdul Aziz al Muhaddith al-Abi Ajib Buzurg, whenever he would go into the marketplace, he would take off his amama, he would carry it in his hand. So someone said to him, Hazrat, whenever you go into the marketplace, why do you take off your amama? He takes it off and he walks carrying it. Hazrat said to him, should I tell you or should I show you? Aapko bataun ya aapko dikhadun? He said, show me. He took the amama, he put it on that person's head. As soon as he put it on, all the human beings in the market, they look like different janwars, different animals. And then a person got so scared, he took it off and he said, do you understand why I take my amama off when I come into the marketplace? Allah Ta'ala had given some ajeeb shan. So someone said to Shah Abdul Aziz al-Muhaddith al-Dahlawi rahmatullahi alayhi, once Delhi was in a very difficult time, and it happened in the Mughal Empire, very difficult time. Maybe I'm going off topic a little bit, chalo. In a very difficult time, so someone said, Shah Sahib, what's happening in Delhi? The marketplace is Delhi has gone very crazy, and you know, there's lawlessness, and everybody's fighting with everybody. And Shah Sahib said, because the Takweeni Buzurg, the Buzurg, saint of Allah, who Allah has given the Nizam of Takween to, he's too Dila. He's not the right person. He's too soft. They say, who is this person? He said, I'll tell you where to meet him. He said, go to the marketplace and you'll see this vendor there, again, selling something, nuts or something like that. A trader. So he goes to that trader, he finds him, the one selling the nuts, this and that. So he takes some nuts from him and I think he steals some from him. He takes some extra, he gives less money, and the trader just smiles. He says, it's okay. Everything's okay. You know, he lets him off. And then he comes back. Shah Sahib said, this is the reason why Delhi is in a bad state. A few years later, and all these stories are mentioned in Dr. Tanveer Ahmed Khan Sahib's Takween wa Tashreeh. He says, a few years later, Delhi was in a very good position. All of the lawlessness had gone, and subhanAllah, everything was very organized. So he came back to Shah Sahib. Shah Sahib said, the Takweeni Buzurg is the right person now. So he said, who is it? Again, another trader. You know, very simple person, Dukandar. So he sent him to meet him. And this person, he went to him and he tried to do any, you know, bit of cheating, bit of, can I take this, can I do this, can you let me off £5, can you let me off ₹5, this and that. He said, no, you're going to do this and you're going to give me the right amount of money and you're not going to, very harsh, very stern. He said, this is why Delhi now is in order. You know, it's ajeeb things. But the point is here, Allah Ta'ala has a whole hidden nizam called the nizam of takween. One is nizam of tashni, that we are witnessing and we are able to see, we are able to understand. And then you have a nizam of takween. So towards the end of times, when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come, in the ahadith he mentions that Imam Mahdi will first appear in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And in front of the Kaaba, the pious saints from Sham, from Syria, will look at Imam Mahdi and they will know, okay, this is Imam Mahdi. They will know, they will recognize him straight away. Not because of his clothes or anything, but because they're in part of the same Takweeni system, they will recognize him from the nur on him and from the person that he is, ki you are Imam Mahdi. They will grab him, they will hold his hand and they say, oh Imam Mahdi, you have to take, you know, we have to give bayat to you and you have to lead us now. We're in such a difficult situation, Dajjal has now come out and they will take bayat to him and then Imam Mahdi will come out. So it's this Takweeni system. Ajeeb Nizam. SubhanAllah, so many things to mention, but I'm thinking to myself, what can I say, what can I not say? So many hidden systems Allah Ta'ala has kept. The point is, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam is part of that system. That's why there's a whole discussion. Is Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam alive or has he passed away? Many of the awliya of Allah, saints of Allah, buzurgan deen would say Khidr alayhi salam is alive. Many of them would say, we've met him. They would say, ki humne unse mulaqat bhi ki hai. He's alive. Till today, he's alive. Some buzurgan deen, till today, I know some who say that if we go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, if you go near the Kaaba, we can show you exactly where Khidr alayhi salam sits near the Kaaba. Yeah? Ajeeb, and he's hidden. So this is a whole discussion the Mufassirun have had. One of the great scholars of India, Mujaddid al-Fithani rahmatullahi, Shaykh Ahmad Sarhindi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions in his maktubat somewhere, in his letters, he says that I had this kashmakash, you know, this question, is Khidr alayhi salam alive or has he passed away? If we say he's passed away, then there are so many awliya of Allah, buzurgan al-din, who have seen him, who have met him, who have spoke to him. They're not lying, they're not making it up. But why would he still be alive? Now if he's a human being, insan, an insan does not live for a very long time. We have a lifespan and then we pass away. Why would he? It doesn't make sense. So he said, I had this thought, and once I sat down in muraqabah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in my muraqabah I was shown the answer. Khidr alayhi salam himself came. And he said, oh Ahmed, I've passed away. He said, oh Ahmed, I've passed away, but there are many other people who have the same name as me. He said, there are different malaika. He says, one of the angels has the same name as me, Khidr. And he says, many times that angel Allah Ta'ala uses to go to different buzurgan deen and give them different messages. So that angel goes and he says, I am Khidr. So that pious person thinks that that's me, but it's not me, I'm gone. He's an angel called Khidr. So Mujaddid al-Fithani rahmatullahi would say that Khidr alayhi salam has actually passed away. Are you understanding this? Yeah? A bit daqeeq, a bit difficult to understand, but this is some kalam of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. So many things that can be said, because this is an ajeeb chapter. When you start reading, and then you see, subhanAllah, how many things Allah Ta'ala has kept hidden from us. So many things we are not aware of, so many things we don't understand. So much ilm Allah Ta'ala, there's certain ilm Allah has just kept in the Sina, in the heart of His pious servants. Nobody will ever know. And they could not tell anybody. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, an authentic hadith, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi is brought. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentions that hafiztu wi'a'ayni min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have memorized two bartans, two utensils of knowledge from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have given you one bartan, I have given you one utensil. The other one, if I give it to you, you people will kill me. There's some ilm which is in my heart, I've got from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I try to give it to you, you people will finish me off. Matlab, certain ilm you can't pass on to people, people won't understand it. But there is so much ilm. The whole point, this story is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah, but there's still ilm that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam doesn't have access to. Anyway, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he says, he said to Khidr alayhi salam that I will go with you. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, oh Musa, I know you're a Nabi of Allah. Whatever you see me do, you will not be able to be silent upon it. You're going to object, you're going to ask questions. Musa alayhi salam said, no, I'm going to have sabr. Inshallah, I will have sabr. And Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthman, he says, good job, he said inshallah. Otherwise he would have broke his promise. However, others, Allama Abdul Majid al-Riyabadi, and others quoting Mr. Tanwir Rahmatullahi, say that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, even though he objected later, he asked questions, he didn't break his promise. Because without saying it, he had put a caveat, a clause in there, that I will not object to anything you say as long as it does not break the commands of Shariat. So that, it goes without saying. I made a promise, but if a command of Shariat is broken, my promise can go in the dustbin. So it's a caveat, so he didn't break any promises. So فَانْطَلَقَ, they both set out. Sayyidina Musa and Khidr alayhi salam set out. From here, فَانْطَلَقَ, the Mufassirun say only two of them set out. The third person, Musa alayhi salam's khadim, what was his name? Anybody know? Yusha bin Nun, he wasn't there, he'd gone now. Mufassirun say Yusha bin Nun had not gone. So Mufassirun say no, Yusha bin Nun was there, but khadim is tabi. You don't need to say the khadim's name additionally. Khadim is tabi. You know, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Durrat Sahib comes from Leicester. You're not going to say Hazrat Mawlana Salim Durrat and his khadims. They're going to be with him. You know, entourage. You know, say like entourage. They're with him anyway. So, فَانْطَلَقَ. Some say Hazrat Yusha bin Nun went with them. They both set off. حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا. Until when they both boarded the ship, a ship. خَرَقَهَا. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, he made a hole in the ship. He broke the ship. قَالَ أَخَرَقَتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, Have you broke this ship? Have you made a hole in this ship so you can drown the people on the ship? لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. You have done a very terrible thing, very bad thing. What happened was, they were traveling, they were already met at Majma' al-Bahrain near the sea. And now to cross the sea, there was some merchants, some traders, and they had a ship. And these people recognized Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam because Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam had helped them before. So from here, we in Mufassirun mentioned that Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam was known to those people, that he is a very good person, a good Samaritan, someone who helps others. So they said, you want to travel across the sea? He said, yes. He said, you can come on board and you don't need to give any payment. You can come for free. So they went on board, and as they're traveling, when nobody's looking, Sayyidina in the books of Tafsir and the Hadith of Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi mentions, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam took an axe, kulhari, and then he struck the planks in the ship, and he broke two planks. But different mufassirun mentioned, some say that as a miracle, no water actually came through. So there's a hole, but no water came through. Others say he broke it just before the ship landed, or just before the ship, ported? Yeah? Docked, just before the ship docked. So there was no chance for the ship to sink, but the ship was damaged. Everybody saw the ship was damaged. So he broke the ship. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, "Why did you do this?" He couldn't help himself. So this first time Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam objected, the Mufassirun say, it was accidental. He couldn't help himself. He saw something wrong. Someone has given us free passage, they've not even charged payment from us, and you've damaged the ship that they carried us in. Why did you do this? Are you trying to drown the people on board? You've done a very bad thing. Imra is a very bad thing. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, "Oh Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, did I not say to you, you will not be able to have sabr with me?" I knew you're going to say this. I knew you will object. So he's not saying it in a way, you've done something bad. He's saying, "Oh Musa alayhi salam, you are a great Nabi of Allah. Your nature is, your tabiat is, if you see Allah's hukam broken, you saw some people, you thought I was doing zulm on them, automatically you're going to say something. You cannot help yourself. I knew, okay, you will not be able to have sabr with me, patience with me." قَالَ لَا تُؤَاخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتُ وَلَا تُلْحِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِي عُسْرًا Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, قَالَ he said, لَا تُؤَاخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتُ O Khidr, لَا تُؤَاخِذْنِي Please don't take me to task. Please don't hold me to account for بِمَا نَسِيتُ for something I did out of forgetfulness. I forgot. And this can happen. And the ulama mufassirun mentioned even nisyan can happen to a Nabi of Allah. And forgetfulness. Sometimes a person becomes so passionate about something that they forget something they said before. Musa alayhi salam had full, certainty that he will not go against the commands of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. But as soon as he saw a law of Shariat broken, he didn't even think. He couldn't help himself. Straight away he objected. So he said, "I forgot, O Musa. O Khidr. La tu'akhidni. Don't take me to task. Wa la turhiqni min amri usra. And do not be very hard on me. Don't create any difficulty in this matter of mine. Don't be very hard on me. Koi bhool se kuch ho jaye, to isko zyada jo hai, saza wagaira dene mein koi fayda nahi hai. Bhool se ho gaya, insaan hai. Person forgetfully, accidentally does something, we don't need to be harsh with them. One is a person does something on purpose, then you say, why did you do janbujh kar? And one is accidental, I can do it, anybody can do it. Don't be hard on me. فَانْطَلَقَ They continue to travel. حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَا غُلَامًا Until they both met a ghulam, a child. فَقَتَلَهُ And Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam killed him. Khidr alayhi salam killed him. قَالَ أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسِ Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Khidr, did you just kill a nafsan zakiyya, a pure soul, an innocent soul? بِغَيْرِ نَفْسِ For no reason. بِغَيْرِ نَفْسِ مَطْلَب One is you kill someone because they kill somebody else. He didn't do anything. Masoom. You killed an innocent child. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرَى You've done something very, very bad. Mufassirun say this word nukra and before that imra. Nukra means something which is far worse than imra. I've got some quotations here. Fath al-Bari Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi mentions Nukran ay aziman Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi that an-nukru a'zamu min al-imri fi al-qubhi. The nukr is something which is much worse than imr. The imra means something bad, but nukr is something much worse. وَقِيلَ أَنُّكْرُ مَا أَنْكَرَتْهُ الْعُقُولُ وَنَفَرَتْ مِنْهُ النُّفُوسُ وَهُوَ أَبْلَغُ فِي تَقْبِيحِ الشَّيْءِ مِنَ الْإِمْرِ The nukr means something that the mind can't even comprehend. That's something so shocking. That, oh Musa alayhi salam, you've done something so shocking that you've just murdered someone. You've killed someone. Oh Khidr alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam saying. So what happened here was, as they were traveling, the Mufassirun mentioned different things. We don't need to mention all of it because Allah knows the haqiqat of it all. But they say there were some young boys playing together. And one of those boys who was the most, cute, you could say, cute looking or nice looking or handsome in appearance. And they say he was Nabaligh.
Majority of Mufassirun say he was nabaligh. He hadn't reached the age of puberty. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam just went straight up to him, and Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam took his head and he hit it hard on a rock, and he basically finished him off. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is seeing this with his eyes. There is no way Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam can remain quiet. So why did Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam still not leave? Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala sent me to you. I need to understand this. But I can't stay quiet. This is something so terrible. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. Don't worry, the explanation is all coming. This is تعبير بعد میں آ رہی ہے. ابھی تو صرف واقعہ. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَا يَصَبْرَ. Khidr alayhi salam said, oh Musa, did I not say to you, okay, you were not going to be able to have sabr with me, patience with me. قَالَ إِنْ سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, okay, this is strike number two, second strike, second time. Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, his aql. To be a Nabi of Allah, one of the, in the books of Aqidah, they mention you have to have aql tammun. You have to have sound intellect. You have to be very, very clever. The Nabi of Allah has to have very sharp aql. He knew, I've already broken my ahd, my promise twice. If I do it a third time, I can't make any more excuses. You know, how many times can you keep making an excuse? And in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mu'minu la al-mu'minu, a believer is not la yuldagu min juhrin wahidin marratain. A believer is not stung from the same hole twice. A believer has aql. A mu'min has aql. Okay, I made a mistake here, it won't happen again. It happened second time, it can never happen again. You know, you learn your lesson. To go back and make the same mistake again and again and again and again is not the quality of a believer. It can't be the quality of a Nabi of Allah. So he said, oh Khidr, although this is beyond my understanding, and I know I'm not objecting to you because I'm on purpose, this is, it doesn't make sense to me. But if I do it third time, إِن سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا, if I ask you about anything after this, فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي, then you can tell me to go away. Who's saying this? Musa alayhi salam himself is saying this. By three times I'm breaking my promise, then you don't need to keep me with you. قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا. Indeed, I have, you know, given you enough of an excuse. I've reached the limit of uzr, of excuse. So it shows aql, you know, person's aql has to kick in. Then he needs to give me one more. A person's aql should give in that, you know what, I can't do this. I'm not able to do this, leave it. So if I do this a third time, O Khidr, you can separate yourself from me. فَانْطَلَقَ. They both continue to travel. There's so many points to mention, but I thought I'll just finish here. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرِيَةٍ إِسْتَطَعَمَا أَهْلَهَا. Now as they were traveling for a long period of time, Fasirun say it was nightfall, it was night time, they came to a village and they said to the people of the village, إِسْتَطَعَمَا أَهْلَهَا. They said, can you give us some food? Can you give us some food, some shelter? So from here, the Mufassirun say that this was something normal in those days. Nowadays you have hotels and you can go stay the night. In those days there was no hotels. So it was a normal culture. Everybody understood if a musafir, traveler is traveling, they come, you should do mehman nawazi. Because if you are traveling, you want others to do mehman nawazi to you. Because you're lost. You may not have enough money, you may not have enough food. You want people to take care of you. So it was a normal culture, it was accepted culture. It was a bad thing to not be gracious. What do people need? Just a small plate of food, somewhere to sleep the night. That's it. إِسْتَطَعَمَا أَهْلَهَا. They asked for some food, requested some food from the inhabitants of that tribe, of that village. فَأَبَوْا أَن يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا. The people refused to be hospitable towards them. Refused to do mehman nawazi. فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا. So already this happened. Such a bad thing, these people, so badbakht people. Two anbiya of Allah, two nabis of Allah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Khidr, have come to the village and they said, no, we're not going to give you food. Badbakht people, right? Very wretched people, deprived people. But they've said, no, we're not going to give you food, which is already so bad. Now, فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارًا. Now they both found in that village a wall, يُرِيدُ أَن يَنْقَضَّ, which was very close to falling down. فَأَقَامَ. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam went and he fixed the wall. So they're very hungry, very tired. They requested food in this city, this village. People have said, no, we're not going to give you food. Now they don't know where to go. And now Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam sees this wall about to fall down. And for free, muftime, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam starts to fix the wall. Musa alayhi salam again, he couldn't tolerate this. He said, قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. O Khidr, if you wanted, you could have taken some payment for this. And this is aqal ki baat, you know. We've got no food, we've got no shelter, we're very hungry. If we're fixing a wall, we should take some payment. At least that way, and the Mufassirun say so many things. They say that way, at least these badbakht people, these people who have no kind of sharam, no kind of basic understanding of the rights of a traveller, of a mehman, at least they would wake up that, look, these people are fixing a wall to charge us payment just so that they can have some food. How low have we fallen that they have to do all of this just to get some food? The next time maybe they won't do this. Next time maybe they'll be gracious and hospitable straight away, like they should be. But he objected. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, قَالَ هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكُ. O Musa alayhi salam, this is the time where there is, we're going to separate. You and me, we're going to separate now. Finished. سَأُنَبِّئُكَ ب... But before you go, سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. I will tell you, I will inform you about all the details of those things which you could not have sabr upon. You're not able to have sabr, I'll tell you all the details. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at the end of it, only if Musa had a bit more sabr, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kaash ke Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam aur thoda sabr kar lete, taki hame aur bhi zyada ilm malum ho jata. All these ajaib and these amazing things, if Musa alayhi wa sallam just stayed quiet, but it's not in the nature of Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam. If a command of Shari'ati is being broken, how is the Nabi of Allah going to do bardasht upon it? So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, not staying quiet, he had not done anything wrong. Rather, he did what was his responsibility, to straight away do talk and straight away stop something which is a breaking of the command of Allah Ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in that jazbah, if only we could find out some more information. But Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, what? This is it, hadha firaq. Mufassirun say from here, look. And this is a quotation of Tanwir Rahmatullah ibn Abdul Majid Daryabadi rahimahullah has brought in his tafsir, that a time comes when a sheikh, an ustad, a teacher should understand that baz talaba, some students, some shagirds, some murids, some people, they just can't do it. And this is from the aqal and from the understanding of a good teacher to know when to cut off the student. Are we understanding this? That sometimes a student is just not able to conform with the ways of the teacher or to benefit from the teacher. It is munasib at that time, appropriate at the time, for the teacher to cut ties with that student, that you just go away. We say, isn't it, that someone's come to me to learn ilm, to learn knowledge of deen, to gain faida, why would I tell him to go away? It's not a good thing. I should have sabr. But an aqalmand, a good teacher, should understand there are times when some students should be told to go. Because they're not taking faida, they're not taking benefit. Rather, they're causing harm. Their own understanding is getting more flawed. Okay? The great Sahaba would tell many times students to go away. Tabi'un, Sayyidina Hassan Basri, famous, the founder of the Mu'tazili Firqa, his name was Wasil bin Atta. He said to him, go away from here. And he left. And then Sayyidina Hassan Basri said, i'tazala anna, he has left from us. So he became called Mu'tazili. So a good teacher knows there are times when a student, if he is not benefiting from my teaching methods, he's not understanding, he's getting the wrong understanding, or he is not ready to learn, or he's not benefiting, and you know my teaching methods are not working on him, it's better to tell him to go. Maybe another teacher would be better for him. Maybe another teacher would be more better for him. So they say in the Khidr alayhi salam, saying, هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي. I'm not giving you any more chances of Musa alayhi salam. You're a Nabi of Allah, you have aqlun salim, but still three times you've objected, this is it. But before you go, I will tell you all the detail and all the, you know, the reasoning and the logic behind why I did these three things that I did. So inshallah, next week we'll do this. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala gives all the courage and the sunnah. SubhanAllah, wa bihamdihi, subhanAllah, wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.